audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, reshared, re-uploaded on any other platforms without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Hello? Hello? Hey, wait. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Hi. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm kind of lost, and I'm wondering if you can help me? Well, see, I'm new to campus. I just transferred here from, like, oh god, Yale? Yeah, well, it's kind of a long story. I know that seems weird, but actually this was just a better fit for me. Anyway, I can't find the science library. Like, I know where the regular library is, you can't miss it, it's really huge, but apparently there's another one just for, like, science books, and I can't find it. Do you know where it's at? That way? Oh, look at that. Okay, well, I feel stupid now. Are you sure about that? You don't know me. Come on. I'm just messing with you. No, seriously, thank you. What's up? Are you okay? Okay. Well, bye. Oops. Sorry, I just ran right into you there. Oh, hi again. You're that guy from yesterday, right? The one who showed me where the second library was? Hi. I was just here to get some lunch. I mean, campus food's kind of awful, but, you know, what are you gonna do? Hey, do you want to find a table together? Are you sure? Wait, why not? Oh, oops, sorry. That's your girlfriend over there. She's pretty. Okay, well, maybe some other time then. When she's not looking. What? I didn't say anything. Okay, well, it was nice seeing you again. What is it? You just look like you want to say something to me. No? You looked that way last time, too. Just my imagination, I guess. Well, anyway, I think she's waiting for you. Okay. Bye. Bye, girlfriend. Whoa. Hi again. This is getting creepy, right? It's the third time we've run into each other in, like, 3 days. Isn't that weird? It's such a big campus. Yeah. Well, some might say it's meant to be. I'm just teasing you. What's wrong? Is your girlfriend hiding behind a tree or something? Oh, no, wait. Hold up. Don't leave yet. I'm sorry, okay? Do you want to go get an ice cream or something? It's kind of a hot day. What? No, you know, just as friends. If we're going to keep running into each other like this, we might as well... Wait, but... Just hold on. I'm just saying... Don't you want to see me lick an ice cream cone? Made you blush. Come on, I'm just messing with you. Okay. No. That's okay. If you don't want to go, that's fine. I mean, if you're scared of me or whatever. Yes, you are. Look at you. You're practically running away from me. scared of? Well, are you sure you don't want to get some ice cream with me? If you don't go, you might regret it. Wow, you're really committed to your girlfriend, huh? No, it's just really impressive is all, considering. Well, considering that I was built especially for you. What? Can't you feel it? You can't take your eyes off me. Anyway, see ya. Hello? Will you just open the door? I know she's not in there. Come on, I'm not crazy. Please, I just want to talk. Besides, you don't want anyone to see me out here, do you? Hear me out, okay? Just for a minute, and then I'll leave you alone, I promise. Come on, don't be scared. Hi. Okay. You're not scared. Can I come in? Aw, thank you. So, I just wanted to... Oh, sorry? Is this the part where you tell me you love your girlfriend and I'm making you uncomfortable? Okay, well, go ahead then. I'm listening. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Aw, thank you. You're so sweet. Sure. I understand. Okay. I hear you. I do. And I get it. You like your girlfriend. Love. Right. Love your girlfriend. Okay? But if you'll listen to me for just a minute, I think I can short-circuit this whole conversation, okay? Okay, this is going to sound harsh, all right? And I really don't mean it that way, but I know that you don't actually believe most of what you just said to me. No, you don't. You didn't invite me into your dorm room because you want me to leave you alone. You invited me in here because, well, you said it yourself just a second ago. You think I'm pretty. No, I know what you think you meant. But from the moment you first met me, you couldn't take your eyes off me. Come on. Those weird pauses when you were just staring at me with your mouth open. You were too. You're still doing it. Look, I know you think you love your girlfriend, but you're actually lying to yourself. Shh, no, it's okay. Most people lie to themselves because they don't know what else to do, right? They lie to themselves so they can just pretend what they have is fine. And for most people, that's okay. It's just that you don't have to pretend anymore because I'm here now. I'm the girl you really want. No, she isn't. I mean, she's really pretty, and she's probably very nice, but she's not me. Okay, this is all coming out wrong. Let me start over, okay? So, I actually was going to Yale. I was there just last week, full scholarship, the whole thing. I worked really hard for that. But then... I had this dream. Yeah, well, it was about this fairy, I guess. She was really tiny, like a couple inches tall, and she was super cute. She had these wings, and she kind of glowed, like I could see through her. But kind of like a ghost fairy. Anyway, in my dream, I was sleeping in my dorm room, and she woke me up by hovering over my ear and talking to me. And at first I was like, what are you doing here? Get away, ghost fairy. But she kept bugging me. And she actually started making a lot of sense. She told me she was a fairy of Eros, you know, the Greek god of desire. Oh, okay. Well, Eros is like a trickster. He makes people stupid, like tricking them into giving to their, like, primal desires. He's all about sex and lust, you know? No, it's all mythology. Anyway, in my dream, the coolest thing this ghost fairy told me was, like, what if each of us have at least one person somewhere in the world who is made specifically for us? And I asked her, like, do you mean soulmates? And she kind of laughed at me. She said it was more, like, physical than that. Like, your perfect fit sexually, you know? So, anyway, she said it was, like, really rare to meet someone like that. Like, your perfect mate. And if you think about it, of course that makes sense. There are billions of people in the world. Like, you could be in Chicago and your perfect mate could be in Australia or somewhere, right? You'd probably never meet. So, this ghost fairy, she asked me, like, if I wanted to meet my perfect mate. She said she could help me find him. And what do you say to that, right? I mean, of course, I said yes. It was just a dream anyway, right? Anyway, she just smiled, like, I just made her day. Like, she was about to meet quota for Eros or something, you know? But then she just kind of flew right toward my head and disappeared, and then I woke up. Isn't that wild? No, I know, it was just a dream, but let me finish, okay? When I woke up, I was like, oh my god, I was so horny. Just like the idea of that, you know? Like, that there might be someone out there who was perfectly built for me, and that I was perfectly built for him too. Yeah. I know, TMI, right? But the point is, somehow, the next morning, I just had the strangest feeling. I knew where to go. I just knew where to look, and I knew that when I saw him, I would know. So a couple days later, I bought a plane ticket, and I ended up here. I came to campus and pretended I was a student. I wandered around the quad for like 5 days until I saw you, and here we are. What? No. I know I sound insane, but listen, just look at me. You don't have to be afraid. Just take a long, good look, okay? You want me, right? You're so cute trying to deny it. Look at my eyes. Look at my face. My smile. It's like just seeing me gives you butterflies in your stomach, doesn't it? Look at my body. It's okay. You won't embarrass me. Look at it. I know I'm really short. Like, some people like taller girls, like your girlfriend, but not you, right? You like that I'm short. My hair is the perfect length, the perfect color. My legs, not too thin, but not too curvy. Just exactly what you imagine when you fantasize about your perfect girl when you're lying in bed. Do you feel it? I'm the girl. No. I'm the girl. I'm your girl. I was made to fit you, even the parts you can't see right now. It's true. Admit it. You were in awe of me the first second you saw me. The way I breathe, the way I laugh, the way I move. I know it's impossible, but just because you don't want to say it doesn't make me wrong. The fairy was right. She helped me find you. Well, say something. You still believe in soulmates, don't you? Two souls meant for each other. They go through life together, grow old together, all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I used to believe in that too. No, not really. It's like being with someone and committing to them until you grow old together. That's just a decision you make. It's not a fundamental human need, okay? It's just a thing writers make up. And that's not what we're talking about here. I'm talking about instinct. Raw animal instinct. Like, your instincts right now are telling you I'm right. Just looking at me makes your dick hard, doesn't it? I'm sorry, but that's the only way to say it. Don't lie to yourself. It's natural, okay? I know it's true because I feel the same way. Do you know how wet my pussy is right now? Does your girlfriend get wet by just looking at you? Come on, what's the problem? Every instinct you have is screaming for you to stick your cock into me. And you can, you know? I mean, if you weren't so brainwashed by this made-up notion of romance, if you were like a caveman 10,000 years ago and you saw me, you'd have done it already. You're an animal. That's what you are. That's what we all are. I mean, soulmates. Please. That's just humans trying to pretend they're something they aren't. It's not magic. It's just instinct. I can prove it. Do you like how your girlfriend smells? I mean, not her perfume or shampoo or whatever, but like how she smells. She's just okay, isn't she? Well, it turns out it's about chemistry. Not like love chemistry, but chemistry. Like I said, you and me, we're both animals. If you're not built for a girl, if you're not compatible with her sexually, she just won't smell that good to you. No matter how pretty or sweet she is, no matter what perfume she wears. But if you are built for her, your animal brain won't be able to resist her scent. Did you know that? And I'm not just talking about her smelling good. I'm talking about becoming stupid around her, becoming a caveman. It's true. Remember how I said I was really wet before? Well, do you want me to show you what I mean? Do you want to smell me? You look so scared. Are you still worried about cheating? Here, I'll make it easy on you. I'll just reach under my skirt and take off my panties like this. You won't see anything. Here, see? Aren't they cute? And then I'll just toss them on the floor in front of you. There. And in a few seconds, you'll be able to smell me. You don't have to be scared. I'm just a regular girl. Do you smell it? See? I told you. So, do you want to see it? Do you want to see my pussy? Your pussy? Here. See? It's made for you. Just like the rest of me. So are you still gonna try and tell me you love your girlfriend? Or have you finally realized you're just an animal, that you can't control anything, you can't control yourself? Come on, please. Fuck me. That's it. Come on, bend me over the desk, stick it in me. Oh god, I'm so wet. I need it. I need to feel your perfect cock. Fuck me. Fuck me like a dumb, dirty animal. Fuck your perfect girl. I'm your perfect little slut. I'm your little slut. I was built for you. This body belongs to you. This pussy is only for you.
Stupid slut.
Pull my hair. Fuck me harder, you dirty caveman. This slut is yours. It's all she's good for anyway. Come on, you stupid monkey. Breathe in and smell me. Fuck your little girl monkey. That's it, oh my god. Oh, just a stupid slut for a dumb animal. Who cares about your souls? Her flesh is all that matters. Oh, I found her for you.
I brought her to you.
Your perfect fucking girl. She's in here with me, you know. She can't resist it either. She smells you too. She can't help it. She's a dumb animal, just like you are. Come on, you glorified ape. Fuck your perfect girl until you come. She's so close. Oh my god. Oh my god, this slut's gonna come. I think I'm gonna pass out.
Phew, that was fun. I just love playing with stupid monkeys. I like sharing your dreamy head, girl monkey. Sorry I tricked you, but it's fun seeing what monkeys do when you put the right ones together. They just can't help themselves. Oh, by the way, Eros says hi.
Oh my god. Oh, what a dream. Oh my god. What is this? Get off of me! Get out! Get out of me! Oh my god! No, it was a dream. Maybe this is a dream, right? I need to wake up. I have to wake up. Please, I don't understand. What's going on?